Thank you.
How would you describe that round? On the scorecard, it looked like it was really steady.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like this was the best my iron play has been ever. I mean, I hit two flag six today, and then felt like pretty much any time where my caddy told me to hit it, I was literally hitting it there. And so that was really nice. I felt like a little better with the driver, which was good. Still stepped over a couple and didn't really know where it was going to go, if it was going to go right or left. And that's definitely getting better. I'm starting to see it go in the fairway, and I feel like the curvature of the driver is getting there.
How satisfying is it to be in the mix through two rounds?
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a great tournament. I think it's great preparation for, you know, the U.S. Open, which I think this is one of the hardest tests we have all year. And it's a different type of challenge today. I think the first 2 days have been two totally different types of challenges, and so it's really fun. And I think tomorrow we got some wind, so it's, you know, it's always nice to be at Jack's place.
What's kind of going through your mind this morning? You see the conditions you're going to have to battle, and now when you finish, how relieving is it to be like, all right, I made it through that?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the weather and I was like, man, I thought we were going to dodge some of the weather. But, you know, once you get out there, you don't know how the round's really going to go. You feel like, you know, the first hole of the day, I mean, I was trying to cut it and I hit a straight pole in the rough. And I'm like, man, this is such a tough golf course to play out of the rough. And, you know, once I got out there, I felt like pretty determined to just keep plotting my way around and hit the right shots. And, you know, I didn't make too many putts today, but I made enough to kind of keep rounds going. And I just hit it really, really good from the fairway. So that helped a lot.
We had Max Homan here the other day. He was talking about, you know, what impressed him most with Mr. Nicklaus was kind of the consistency, the cuts made, things of that nature. When you reflect on your tournaments and the conditions you face, like today, and the ups and downs that come with the round, does it impress you more now that you're playing to see kind of some of those numbers and what those guys were able to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute joke what Mr. Nicklaus has done. And I think, you know, when I talk to him, he just makes it seem so nonchalant. You know, I was talking to him about, you know, his miss with the driver, and he curved it a lot, you know, back in the day with the type of golf ball they had. And he's like, yeah, you know, you just got to just try and hit fairways. And I'm like, man, I wish it was that easy now. But, I mean, the guy is, you know, a walking legend, and it's just really cool to be in his presence, you know, here this week. And even when I'm home at the Bears Club, you know, he's always playing cards like a normal human being. So it's really cool.
Did you ever cross paths with Ben Griffin growing up? I know he's a little older than you, but the rally.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, I think he turned pro a little before me, but I remember, you know, we talked about it, Q school first year, or we did Q school together in 2019. You know, we stayed together and we have the same agency, and played a little golf together in Raleigh, but he was never kind of there. He was either in Sea Island or back in Chapel Hill. And so we have a great relationship, though. I mean, obviously, as North Carolina natives, it's great to see him playing really good.
What impresses you about, like, his game? He's obviously been on a great run the last month or so.
Yeah, I think he, you know, he's just once he kind of gained some confidence, he does feel like, you know, he can perform at a high level. And I think, you know, he's had so many opportunities to win. And then kind of once you get that, you know, monkey off your back, then it seems like, you know, it just gets a little easier and easier. And so he's obviously doing everything really well right now, but his putting's always been really good, and now he's hitting it really, really long. So it's been really impressive to see him, you know, put some more emphasis on his body. And, you know, now he's 185, 186 ball speed, which last year I think he was 175. So
are you more comfortable yourself, like, in this position of contention now than you were a couple years ago, or do you feel like you were confident from the get-go?
I always feel excited and confident going into, you know, being in contention. I think that's what I strive for, and I always feel like it adds a little bit of focus, but it's just so enjoyable. You get the chills when you make a great putt, or you know, just keep executing. And I feel like the last 4 weeks or so, I've kind of been tiptoeing in contention since, I would say, Augusta. And then I just kind of have some drop-off periods. And the PGA was pretty disappointing, kind of being top five for a long time and then missing that cut. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I went to Schwab and had a chance to, you know, try and win that golf tournament, and obviously didn't on Sunday. And so I'm just honestly tired of being there and then not being there. And so this is just a nice step in the direction of having two good days here at a tough golf course.
Actually, I noticed Ben Griffin's not wearing his sunglasses today after wearing them yesterday, but you wear them all the time when you play. What's the difficulty playing in the rain like it was today?
Just water spots on my glasses is tough, but, you know, I just wipe it off and...
Do you have a routine with your caddy to...
No, I mean, I just try and keep them as dry as I can, but thankfully I have a brim on my hat.
Perfect. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks
Akshay.